Thanks for spending some of your day with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, and today our mental health expert is back to share how you can appreciate Mother's Day, even if you don't have a mother figure in your life. Dr. Shyla Mergane back with us. She's a distinguished psychologist in the Department of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation at UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. And as we talk with her, I hope you'll join in. What do you think about Mother's Day? Maybe share what the memory of your mother means to you. You can give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Dr. Shyla Mergane, thank you very much for joining us today on the show.
I'm just thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me as a guest, Larry.
Well, here we have Mother's Day just around the corner. I was actually born on Mother's Day.
Oh, happy birthday, Larry.
It's coming. It was actually May 14th, so it's the same day. I remember my mother telling me much later in my life that it was not the Mother's Day surprise she was expecting, but
probably one of the best gifts she received.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure. I think she felt that way. Anyway, I know Mother's Day can be a kind of a complex. For many, it's a very happy day. For a lot of people, for moms and their kids, for some, for others, it's a very sorrowful day. I know that. Why does this holiday trigger such strong emotions in some people?
Well, such a great question. And, you know, we see the Hallmark images of maybe breakfast in bed for mom or giving the gift and celebrating mom. But I think at some point in probably all our lives, this holiday can really be a source of some pain and disappointment or loss or grief. And sometimes we're unprepared for it. And, you know, our strongest connection in life is often through our mother or that mother figure, as that is the person we were born to. And for many people, they can arrive at this holiday with maybe a sense of loss. It could be maybe your mother is ill or has passed this last year, or maybe you just have a complicated relationship with your mother, so it doesn't really feel a day of celebration. Or there are many families out there struggling with the pain of infertility, and this holiday is just a reminder of yet another year where that child isn't in your life. Or for some families, they've even lost a child. And when those situations happen, and we probably actually know somebody in our life that it is going to be a painful day, even if it isn't for us personally, we want to have some awareness of that and then really figure out how do we work with that so it still can be a meaningful day, and really want to give listeners permission to redefine what Mother's Day means to them and get creative in terms of how you want to honor or not honor this day.
Yeah. You know, I'm just thinking about this. I'm reading a book. It's called Saturday Night at the Lakeside Supper Club, and I'm interviewing the author on May 18th. And it's about a supper club, but it's really about the role of a grandmother, the mother, and the daughter, and the kind of flinty relationship in some ways that they had with each other. And in each case, the daughter, the mother, and then, of course, the mother's mother, the roles, the mother figure plays a very strong role in childhood development.
Absolutely. Yeah, it sounds like a great book. And absolutely, you know, that there's so much that we get developmentally from our relationship with our mother. And sometimes Mother's Day can evoke memories of what we didn't receive. Often our mother figure is how we get to know ourselves through the validation and support and nurturing and skill building. And sometimes we come upon this day recognizing that we didn't receive that. maybe we were hurt by our mother or neglected, or sometimes it can get complicated as we think through this. And so on this day, instead of celebration, there's a sense of hurt or maybe not even wanting to be in contact with our mother. And I think that can come up for a lot of people on this day.
Well, let's talk a little bit maybe about some coping strategies. I know you've written about this and certainly talked about it as well. You suggest mothering yourself.
Yeah. So I think if you're struggling with that sense of loss of maybe your mother's not here, or again, there's maybe a complicated relationship with your mother, first think about if your mother is here, you have a lot of choice in terms of what you do on this day, whether you want to reach out or not reach out. But then ultimately, we can use this day to do some healing work of nurturing ourselves. And I think there's a really sweet practice around imagining a mother and a mother's love for a child, and bringing that to mind. And there can even be images out there as you're walking in the park, seeing a mother and child, or maybe you're seeing it on TV or movie or statue, or even just some figures in history that you're aware of. And then kind of sense that connection. And then you can actually imagine that being offered to yourself, that sense of kind of the great mother offering that same care and kindness towards yourself. And if people are struggling with this, I think Mother Nature is a great source of this. Certainly right now in springtime, as things are blooming and blossoming forth, even just taking a walk in nature can be helpful. And then there can be specific behaviors that can really foster it. One is just doing some physical kind touch towards yourself. It could be a hand on your heart, breathing in that warmth, holding your cheek or both cheeks with your hand, or giving yourself a hug, or even holding your hand. There can be a behavior like doing something that's just a little bit of a treat, like buy yourself something, bring in fresh flowers, watch a little YouTube video that you would enjoy or show on TV, or take a bubble bath or do a hobby. So you could be some behavioral. And then lastly, think about not isolating yourself. It's a great day to reach out to somebody who you care about or you know cares about you. So getting some of that support from other people and that sense of connection can really help kind of tap into that energy of mothering. You know, again, it's a universal energy out there. It doesn't just rely specifically on our actual biological mother. That I think mothering's happening all over the planet, and men actually can be sources of mothering too. So it's not even just gender specific.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I think another strategy is forgiveness, maybe, and acceptance. Easier said than done sometimes.
Yeah, Larry, and thank you for bringing that up. You know, I think forgiveness at its core frees us. And I often think about it as kind of what kind of energy do we want to be putting out in the world? What kind of vibe or emotion, and holding grudges and anger and resentment and bitterness just kind of creates that. And instead, thinking about the past doesn't have to define us, right? We never forget, but we can move forward in a way where there's more healing and having a choice in terms of responding to what happened. You know, you can't change what happened, especially if you've had that complicated relationship with your mother, but you can work on healing from it. And I think some of the people right now on the planet have had the most complicated upbringings, a lot of significant childhood, but yet they are sources of love and care and compassion out in the world. And so I think kind of one way we can work on healing on Mother's Day is to think about if there are some tough times that we're remembering in our family of origin, to think about, okay, you know, I went through this, but how can I make some meaning from what I've gone through? Maybe I can do it differently. Maybe I can be the generational pattern breaker and create a new kind of legacy. So you can, sometimes I love the question on my 90th birthday when I'm celebrating, what do I want to be remembered for? And sometimes answering those questions can help us move forward. So instead of staying stuck in the past, to thinking about, okay, how can I grow from this and change and still live a life of meaning, purpose, and just take one action in that direction, kind of the big question, 90th birthday or sense of legacy or meaning making, and then just take one small action, maybe on Mother's Day, maybe this next week, in that direction, like you're setting sail, you're charting your course, and just take that one small step in that ahead.
Yeah. Looking at the positive you've gained from your experiences, I think is important too.
Absolutely. Yeah, Larry. Yeah. So, you know, when we think about our upbringing, our mothers, and again, touching on women maybe struggling with fertility issues or the loss of a child or not having that child, I think, again, we can think about there are gifts and contributions from any experience that we go through. You know, from our mother, we got the gift of life, or maybe it is a talent or creative ability or intelligence or skill set that we got genetically from our mother. Or, you know, for those who, I think one of the most painful experiences is to lose a child. Maybe you're taking some time just to reflect on, gosh, the joy that that child brought you, and those memories are still alive. And I think, again, if those struggling with fertility and motherhood, Mother's Day is yet a reminder you're not a mother, it's an opportunity to connect with one child on the planet, maybe a neighborhood child, or maybe even donating to an organization that helps children. So it's that notion of looking for the diamond in the rough and just kind of making space to bring to awareness some of those qualities or experiences. And, there's something to celebrate there.
Talking today with Dr. Shyla Mergane, distinguished psychologist in the Department of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. Talking with her about Mother's Day. Sometimes it's painful for folks. Sometimes it's a very happy occasion. But in any way, how do you deal with it? And I hope you'll join in with your own questions as we move along today, or your own thoughts. What do you think about Mother's Day? Share maybe what the memory of your mother means to you. Number to call is 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. Clara Neipert is our producer today. Trina LaSusa, our engineer. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here talking with Dr. Shyla Mergane today about Mother's Day. And it's a time of mixed emotions for many people. What do you think about Mother's Day? What memories of maybe you could share what the memory of your mom means to you. You can give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234 or email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. So you were kind of talking about reframing Mother's Day, at least the celebration or the recognition of it, a little bit there, I think, Shyla?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think reframing the focus of this holiday can really be an effective way to celebrate all the positive attributes of motherhood you might have experienced, or even you might not have experienced and missed out on, but even just celebrating that capacity for it, and just that capacity that we all carry as well as humans on the planet, whether it's expressed or not.
I'm wondering about supporting someone else, maybe a friend who might have had a tough time on Mother's Day, or you might expect is going to have a tough time on Mother's Day.
You brought that up. I'm always struck on social media when people are celebrating this day, and some people say Happy Mother's Day to the mothers out there, and that's nice and all that. But I'm always moved by people who are saying something like, you know, I celebrate all women and their capacity to mother, or kind of at its core what mothering is, and that kind of healing agent and force on the planet. You know, I think of, again, going back to Mother Nature and how the warmth of this time of year just overnight allows blossoms to grow. In the same way, mothering and that kind of feminine capacity, again, women have and men have too, just allows new growth, new possibility, potential to ignite, healing to occur. And I think that is what we're celebrating. So as you said, you know, I think there can be kind of acknowledgement of that capacity to mother, to bring forth new life, to bring forth potential in others, to bring forth healing and repair and growth in others. And as you said, Larry, to reach out to somebody that you just sense might be struggling. Like maybe you have a friend whose mother is ill or lost her mother, or friend going through a fertility treatment, or a friend who's maybe estranged from their adult child or lost a child. Just take a moment to reach out to them, and something as simple as, hey, you know, I'm thinking about you, wishing you well today, or how are you? Something simple like that can make a profound difference, because if we know we're not alone, sense that somebody's caring about us, oh, it helps. It really helps on what can potentially be a difficult day.
Let's take a call. Ruth in Stevens Point, thank you so much for calling. What's on your mind?
All right. I have a story about my mother was a very demanding person, and no matter what the holiday, whether it was Mother's Day or Christmas or Easter, she was very demanding. It was not about whether or not you were going to go to her house, but you had to. And you know, I did not appreciate it over the many years. So when I had children, I thought, I will never do that to my kids. So when they married and they had another family, I thought I was going to be very, you know, kind and generous, and I would say, come here on, you know, Mother's Day or if whatever the holiday was. We can always do it another day, day before, you know, 5 days later, something else we can still celebrate. And I thought it was such a smart idea. As it turns out, it rather backfired because I mostly sat home alone on those holidays. Because I had made sure that they understood that it was all right to you know, be someplace else with their, you know, spouse's family rather than it was mine. So anyway, that's my story. And I don't know, I tell young people about it, but I always say be careful because it can backfire.
No. Well, Ruth, thank you so much for calling. Shyla, I'm sure you have some comments about Ruth's experiences.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, Ruth, I'm so glad you called in. I think that's going to inspire a lot of people. So even inspiring me with that example of, you know, you're trying to break a pattern, right? That's remarkable. And at the same time, maybe some of your own needs and wants went unacknowledged. And what I'm hearing, and such truth to that, is for women to think about what are you needing on Mother's Day and how can you articulate that clearly? Right, Ruth, and that, you know, maybe you really needed the family to be there or call you or spend time with you and celebrate Mother's Day on the day. And that's okay, too. It doesn't mean that you're kind of going back to old patterns. So as we have a few days till Mother's Day, I'm just inviting listeners to think about, okay, I have this day. What do I need? You might even ask your mother, hey, Mom, you know, let's do it differently. What would make one thing really memorable this year? What is one thing that would bring you joy? What is one thing that would make it meaningful? And for the female listeners, regardless of your status as a mother or whether your mother's present or not in your life, what is one thing just to celebrate within yourself that universal capacity for mothering and do it, right? It's one small thing, just do it for yourself. I know I wanted an orchid, and we went out and bought an orchid just the last few days. That's the one thing I wanted, a little orchid, because I love them. So, you know, just something small, but man, it's just a little treat for yourself.
Ruth, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too, at 800-642-1234, email to ideas at WPR.org. Well, you know, a new motherhood and parenthood, you were kind of getting at there a little bit. It's a big life change, and if someone has is a mother-to-be here soon, or there's one on the way, how do they prepare themselves for being the kind of parent they want?
Oh, great question, Larry. And as you know, I had a daughter just a little over a year ago. So reflecting back to the last year of my first Mother's Day, and after about 3.5 years of fertility treatment, and the day had been painful for several years with that fertility treatment. It was a reminder. And that I hadn't gotten pregnant then last year, such a joyous event. But I was very sleep deprived at the same time with a very little one. So I think, yeah, you know, I think it is a day to celebrate the gift of life that you brought forth. And again, there are lots of ways of bringing children into your life, whether it's conceiving or adopting or fostering. And I think the second thing is to give yourself some grace, that you don't have to be perfect as a parent. There are going to be a lot of fumbles and mistakes, and that's okay. You know, children thrive just by your intention and the consistency over time. So I think it's also so giving yourself some grace, knowing you don't have to be perfect. And I think Mother's Day can be an opportunity to reflect again on how you want to be as a mother, how you want to do this thing called mothering, and maybe even just think about some core values. Like maybe I want to laugh a lot. Maybe I want to make sure I have time for hugs. Maybe I want to be really present when my kids come home from school. Maybe I want to check in with my adult child weekly by a phone call or a text. And so, you know, think about those values you have. And again, just think about some regular action in the direction of those values. That will really keep you in alignment. Again, it doesn't have to be perfect, but just how you want to show up as a mother. And again, it's just choosing to show up in that way that makes for a lot of meaning and connection and hope and healing.
Let's take a call from Annie in Janesville. Annie, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
If you've already covered this, I'm sorry. I was just visiting a student teacher here on Teacher Appreciation Day. Yay to all the teachers. But I'm wondering, you're mentioning women and their role as mothers. What about men? Can men ever be a mother figure? And I'm thinking specifically of families with two dads.
Annie, thanks for calling. Shiloh, what do you think?
Oh, Annie, thank you for highlighting that. It is something that I mentioned a little bit earlier, but I think it bears repeating. Absolutely. You know, I think of mothering as a universal kind of concept and energy, and women, those who identify as women have it, but men have it too. I love the example of two dads or a single dad. Again, it is like a life force or life energy that nurtures, that protects, that fosters growth, that I think often at its core, it's caring, kindness, compassion, love. And that isn't exclusive to people in a female body. Again, it's a universal force out there that we can all express.
Annie, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Well, certainly parenting can be frustrating. How can parents talk about their frustrations and challenges without feeling guilty?
That's a great question, because sometimes, Larry, on this day, as a parent, you can come up, it can be painful to think about, oh, I didn't do this for my child, or I made this mistake, or some parents are estranged from their children, and they don't get that call, they don't get that card. And that can evoke a lot of feeling as well. So I think number one, finding some support could be with friends you know, or certainly there are a lot of social media groups out there on a variety of parenting topics. So kind of finding that you're not alone and getting some support. I think, again, back to the forgiveness, that forgiving yourself, maybe, for some of the mistakes you made. And then, you know, I always say it's never too late to parent. And sometimes you can even have a conversation with your child around, oh, I'm sorry, I wished I would have, or can we talk through this? So sometimes there can be a lot of healing there. And also recognizing, again, that, you know, we're often just doing the best we can, and we're the products of our history, and we do make a lot of mistakes, but we can kind of choose to move forward in a different kind of way.
Yeah. It is easy, though, as a parent myself, it's easy to think about those times when you wish you'd perform better or even had just better thoughts sometimes than you did.
Absolutely.
When it comes to your children.
Absolutely. You know, I think parenting can feel kind of messy with some good days, some not so good days. But again, you know, kids are resilient, and again, you know, not just even to our children, but again, just being out in the world, we can think about how do we just keep offering that sense of support, understanding, and love that as its essence is about Mother's Day out to others, whether it's children, whether it's to our friends, our family members, our colleagues, our neighbors. I think, again, it's just a good opportunity to practice bringing some beauty into the world.
You think there are the expectations society places on mothers is too high, or maybe I should say, what expectations does society place on mothers?
I think a lot of people write about this, the myth of the superwoman, right? She's somebody who has all the meals cooked, the house cleaned, who is working full time, who's remembering all the details. There's some research that shows women sometimes have what's considered a second shift when they come home. They're much more aware and responsible for some of the emotional caretaking in the house. Like if a child's upset or had a fight at school, the mom will go in and tend to the child. Or maybe the mom is remembering the friend's birthday party and going out and getting the gift. Or the mom is noticing the dishes not being done at 9 p.m. at night doing those. And this kind of myth that we can do it all, I don't know if that's realistic long term. Maybe we can for a season, but I think what can happen is that what gets lost is ourselves and some of that self care. And so I think Mother's Day again is a great time to recalibrate and get back to the core of what's important, and also carve out some time for yourself. As a woman, just doing some small thing just for you. It could be tiny, but doing one small thing. And then maybe we need to say no to things or delegate or pull back in some ways. And I, you know, it's a great reminder over the course of our life, there are different seasons for things. So maybe in a particular chunk of time, you're doing a lot of lessons with your kids. Another chunk of time, maybe you have more time for solitary activities. And just because, you know, you're focusing here a year or two, you might be able to focus there. And again, it can be hard, and you're not alone, right? You're not alone. Others, too, might be struggling. And sometimes just remembering that allows some ease into our experience.
I was, as I was preparing for the show, I was also listening to the show just ahead of mine, 1A, and it had to do with women who don't want to be mothers, and they were citing some figures that half of millennial women don't have children now, and of those who don't, about half of them don't want to have children. So that's maybe 20, somewhere around 20-25% of of millennials, at least, that don't want to have children.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that, and celebration of that too, Larry. You know, sometimes I think we have this image in our society of what a successful life is, right? The picket fence, the 2.5 kids, pet, and you know, and gosh, we live in such an amazing time where there's so many different ways of being human celebrated, and celebrating, right, that intentional choice and maybe unintentional not to have children. And that is an equally remarkable life. And so sometimes, again, Mother's Day might evoke that sense of, I don't know, maybe guilt from family members. You haven't had a child, but you don't want one. And so you might even, again, choose to connect with other people who have chosen not to have children or don't have a child. And there are great gifts with that life path that people with children can't experience. So, celebrating that too.
One of our emailers wonders about postpartum depression. We're getting a little bit of a stray here. Not really. I think the CDC says it's like 1 in 8 women experience postpartum depression. I think this person wants to know what are some of the kind of the warning signs of it and how do you deal with it?
And that's a great question because that can come up on Mother's Day, especially for those newer moms. And we can be struck that it's a day of joy and celebration, but we might be feeling apathy or a sense of detachment or just blah. And so looking at, are you feeling down most of the day, nearly every day for at least 2 weeks? Are you just not enjoying things as much as usual? So again, Mother's Day might be one of those days you just find, gosh, I just feel like I just want to get through the day and it's not bringing any interest or pleasure or enjoyment. And I think kind of the big takeaway is to talk with your physician sooner rather than later. Early intervention can be really helpful. We know medication management for many women can be useful. We also know things like exercise, if you're able, can be helpful. Talking to a therapist or joining a support group can be helpful. Getting out in nature. Nature is quite healing, can be helpful. Having support. The support, especially for women, can be protective against going into depression. So having some good support. And whether it's just help or somebody you can talk with. And again, just being really kind to yourself. It's such a tender time. There's so many changes hormonally, life-wise, you're sleep deprived oftentimes, and just being really kind to yourself and asking others to be kind. And, maybe there are things people can do to lighten the load just so you can have a little more ease in your day. But definitely follow up with a medical professional if you're struggling and notice that you're struggling.
As you were talking, I was thinking, interesting or strangely enough, about Canada geese. Because we were talking about Canada geese on the show and one of the shows, and the ecologist was pointing out that Canada geese, the moms, you see the babies or the young geese out there, and there's maybe 4 or 5 adults that just get together with all their kids, and they kind of help each other. Mind all the children, so to speak, and mother them as a group.
Oh, I love that notion of it just takes a village, right? And it speaks to maybe Mother's Day is a time to say, gosh, I need a little more support, whether the new mom, you have a list of tasks when people visit they can do, like do your dishes, or maybe with your 10-year-old, maybe you want to have play dates and you drop your kid off and have some space, or maybe asking a neighbor to help out with your child. Maybe they're tutoring them in math. Again, I think sometimes in our society, we feel like we have to do it all ourselves. But I don't think that's our way, especially from the ducklings, right? So that it takes, again, that village or that tribe of people. And I think even joining moms groups, right? There are great groups out there too in our communities for that support.
So are you establishing some traditions even at the very early age of your child for Mother's Day?
I would say the orchid. I did get one last year, and so that seems to be kind of a new tradition. I know we have traditions in celebrating my mom, and I'm fortunate enough to be with my parents for Mother's Day. So we usually do breakfast in bed, although the last year was the first time I had breakfast in bed versus serving my mom. So we'll see what this year is. We usually do cards and usually just one small thing. And I think it really speaks to Larry, just thinking ahead of time, how do you want to celebrate the day? There's no right way maybe you want to have some contact and connection with your mother, or maybe you want to spend some time with your children if you have them, or maybe just reaching out to a friend who's a mother or a neighbor. And, you know, it's, again, just Mother's Day is a great opportunity to just celebrate all women, even in the history of time, who bring beauty into the world and provide unconditional love, support, and understanding.
Yeah. Well, my mother has passed away several years back now, but I will celebrate Mother's Day by thinking about her and what she meant to me. And then I'm going to direct my attention to daughters and make sure that they celebrate with their mother. Mother's Day in some way, some contact, I think
Larry,
is very important.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing that about the loss of your mother and the way you just want to remember her. I think that's a great example for listeners, right? Maybe bring out pictures or reflect on some of those memory maker moments and just honor her influence and legacy. And then I love the support, that encouragement of your daughters to spend time with their mother, right? That's something, again, that dads can do out there. Do so, you know, yeah, encourage the kids to do something for the mom, or maybe if the kids are still at home, right there, maybe you help with the kids making breakfast in bed for mom, or help them draw a card or buy a card, take them to the store so the kids buy a card to give to mom. Really important. And even if mom says, I don't need anything, don't listen, do it anyway. They probably will just be delighted if they can have one thing to acknowledge them.
That's a good way to conclude today. Shyla, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. Yeah, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there and women out there.
Dr. Shyla Mergane, a distinguished psychologist in the Department of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health, our guest today. Fun talking with her about Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day to you as well out there. Appreciate you listening in today. And I hope you'll stay with us, because we're going to take up another area to talk about on the show relating to health. And we'll talk about autism next. And there's some there's a great organization that's doing a lot of work on behalf of autism, and we'll learn about that next on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.